We share our lives on the air, good, bad, and otherwise. And, you know, that's one thing that we do love about our show is that we feel like we get to know you, you get to know us. And so we have different opportunities to share either life-changing events or big events. And Jason Goodman has some life-changing event that he'd like to share with us.
Well, yeah, because people have questions. Mm-hmm. People will see things and be wondering, and it's already happened.
Okay.
So I think I should be honest and say that my wife and I are separated or getting separated. Well, basically separated now.
Mm-hmm.
And going towards divorce.
And I am, as someone who's been through it, I am sorry. Mm-hmm. I really am sorry to hear it. Even if that's something you both have agreed to, it's a rough road and something that no one plans to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, it's been ongoing for a while. We've had the ups and downs like any other relationship. And this particular time, it's a little bit different. There's no like crazy like cheating or anything like that. So it's, you know, a decision made together. I think the hardest thing ever on the face of the planet, though, was telling kids about it. That was absolutely the worst thing I've ever experienced, especially Everly, who's 8.
Mm-hmm. Did you all do it together? And I am very sorry to hear,
no,
too.
Thank
I
you.
Know that
I
that's
mean,
not easy.
I don't want you to feel bad for me or anything like that. Trust me. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say this, but 20 years of dealing with me,
well,
kind of a win.
I mean, just kidding.
There should be a medal.
Just kidding.
I don't know how you found light and darkness for a second, because that was funny.
Right.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'm not sure how
Thank
you did
man.
Either. Yeah.
But we want to make sure, you know, it's the most comfortable for the kids possible. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping, and we're both hoping, that we can make it as easy as possible for the kids. I mean, one son, Landon, is 17,
mm-hmm.
and he's already looking, you know, college and all that. So I think he was a lot easier, but I want to make sure I'm going to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
He kind of already assumed, because we weren't even in the same bedroom for the last few months or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when we told him, we had to pause the game, and he was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And
Can
then
you wait till halftime?
We paused the game, and now I'm my son's bookie, because he's placing bets through me through MGM and stuff like that.
Well, it's the least you can do at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's like, no. And then we tell him the news. He's like, can you put the game back on? So I think he's affected less. But, you know, there's unforeseen variables that come. And judging off the hell darkness from Jared, oh my gosh, I hope not to go down that path. No offense.
No, I mean, it's it is so dependent on both partners being adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in one situation where one partner, ex-partner, is the best co-parent ever.
Now, right?
No, she always has been. Like,
co-parent. Okay.
Co-parent. Co-parent.
No, I see.
There's things that happened to me or with us, whatever, that I did not like that happened. Okay. Forgiven, moving on, years ago.
And you have had time.
And I was very upset mm-hmm. about what was going on. But as a co-parent, there's not been one game, one manipulation for Ava and Eli.
And you would say that the key is communication and maturity.
Being an adult and putting mm-hmm. our feelings aside, especially at first mm-hmm. when it can be raw and things are changing and you start feeling upset about certain things, or maybe you feel okay one day and the next day you don't. Or maybe you find out, they already have somebody else, whatever. And you start feeling, was this happening before? Or whatever. I'm not saying my personal situation. There's a lot of variables that are unforeseen. And then, unfortunately, in the second one, the co-parenting situation is awful.
Which maybe is hopeful that, based off of the first, it will.
I am not hopeful at all.
Oh.
It's 2.5 years now, and it's mm-hmm. getting worse.
Yeah.
Playing games with a child is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my opinion. That's the way I feel about it. And my attorney sees the same thing. Other people have seen it. They've seen some of the stuff. They're like, and I've heard other people, they struggle with that. The mm-hmm. co-parenting's not good. So I really hope that for you. I think as long as you both, you just can't control the other person. If someone is hell-bent on being
a certain way,
then, but you got it. If you put the kid first in this situation, then the co-parenting, it makes it 1,000 times easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that there's already different emotions, like you said. You know, you don't know what to expect. I'm not going to go into it, but this is not my first rodeo with something like this happening. I've never been divorced before.
Mm-hmm.
But in this relationship, and but relationships have their up and downs. And, you know, and I, when I look back at it, and I hate to say that I learned from failure, because I'm not going to call it a failure, because we have a lot together, a history together, and our kids, you mm-hmm. know, are the best things that's ever happened. But, you know, I can foresee, and I've done a lot of reading, especially over the last 3 years or so, of certain things that I can see right away that is a major problem in the relationship and probably contributed to the downfall of it. And a lot of it's my fault, too. You know, I get it. I'm a strong personality individual. I say things a little bit too transparently sometimes and too honestly sometimes that can have a negative effect. I truly don't mean any intentional harm mm-hmm. on things. And I don't think it's a one-way street by any means. I think it's a two-way street when it comes to the marriage. And I'm not nitpicking anything. But I could almost list out every single thing that would lead to the demise of this relationship between the both of us. Not what she did or I did individually, but both of us, meaning, you know, when we talk about communication.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why this is not working, because we are not communicating right. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's helpful? Do you think knowing or being able to pinpoint that is helpful?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I can really, really, truly see. You know, I've read a lot. I, you know, I do OCD.
We could tell. I mean, some, mm-hmm. you know, for yeah. certain things you would be saying over the, you know, the past couple of months, like, oh, I was looking at blah, 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 or I was reading blah, blah, blah. It was, I mean, and one, tell you are reading.
Yeah. And then one hint to me is when you were like, hey, what divorce attorney would you recommend?
Well, there's that.
That was a little bit of a foreshadowing. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He asked Jared who his ex-wife has.
He's like, you know. Yeah, you know.
Did she use?
Yeah. Who is her real estate person?
yeah, so I mean, I hate to say this, and some people will say that, you know, I always, there's a couple weird ways that I do things. I always look for the worst possible scenario at all times.
We're aware of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very. Yep.
Yeah, if it doesn't go to the worst possible scenario, that actually makes me like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I can deal with this. And that's what I've done. And it's been, this is nothing new. I mean, this has been, yes, more in the last few months, but it's longer than that.
You've had a time to process a little.
Yes. Mm-hmm. On my part, it's been definitely longer than that, a few years. But I think we'll be okay. And I'm expecting... I expect the worst, but I'm hoping it's not the worst. And my goal is not, especially with the kids, and I just hope we can make it as normal and best as we possibly can for them,
mm-hmm.
particularly the 8-year-old. Landon is very mature for it, but I don't know for sure. He might be hiding his emotions.
Could be.
But I think he's going to take it a lot better, yeah. Especially if he goes off to college and things like that, because he's basically lived in the house all his life. So we're all right, and she's moving out. She's moving, like, quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Not quickly. I mean, it's been talked for a while, but I was like, well, we don't even... And,
yeah.
You know, so those things, and I expect a lot of unforeseen circumstances, but, you know, it is what it is. I wish I never could get divorced. I never want that.
Right.
At the same time, 20 years, 19 and a half, is a mm-hmm. long time, and she was... 22 years old when we got married, and that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, and so we're sorry that's
but I don't
happening.
Want you to feel bad for me.
No.
Well, there's a difference between
like
feeling
to feel
sorry
bad
and
Jared still.
Well, feeling sad for your situation. How about
that? I wouldn't.
I'm more okay. compassionate than you are, because I could be, you know, but.
Yeah, I just try to look at okay, the worst case scenario is this, but if that doesn't happen, I'm like, well, that's good. That I focus on the best parts of it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
As long as it doesn't get... not that there's best parts.
We follow your lead.
That didn't come across right. There's no best part to it, but there's going to be happy times too. I mm-hmm. mean, you know, certain things that will happen. So we'll see what happens.
And I know you're competitive, and you were tired of hearing me being the most divorced person at the station.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and you're way behind.
I wanted to follow Jared.
So now you're still one behind. So let's get this other one out of the way too. Yeah. It can happen quickly.
Oh,
well, I mean, this stuff does not happen quickly. I mean, this stuff can drag on and on.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It, it and what ends up happening is one, some people will perceive it differently. You know what I realize about separation and divorce? We each perceive it completely different than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like, human nature.
You, and this is it, and this is what I deserve. And I'm thinking the complete opposite. And I understand that. And so my empathy is, I understand that the perception is different for everybody, but that's going to be very hard to do. So anyways.
Well, and I'm only saying this just because Katie knows this, I know this, and you probably already know this, but sometimes children, when they're older, it is actually harder on them, even if they don't show it. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but sometimes because younger kids adapt easier to major changes, and that's psychology. I mean, it just is. Not that it doesn't hurt them and that there can't be long-term effects.
No, they are easily adaptable.
But, and sometimes, because we know people, and I think there's studies that show the older you are, the harder it is if their parents have been married for a long time because
it was everything you ever knew.
It's everything you ever knew, and then it's upside down. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Atlanta's a little more quiet, so I would definitely pay attention to him.
Totally paying attention to him.
And I know you will, but don't just think because he's older. And I understand.
The way they took it was totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But some of that could be a cover-up,
too. It could be, and I know that we laughed about, you know, pausing the game or whatever, but maybe he needs some time to process and then find the words for his emotions. And he could be, like, totally okay with it. Like you said, he's maybe noticed things himself and maybe dealt with it, but then he also might not have.
That's absolutely true.
Day by day.
I do know that he was definitely in the game because even after we said that and I went to sleep, he woke me up saying, I really need some on this team now.
It's easy to distract yourself.
Right, that's true.
You know.
And I'm like, I can't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, that's what's going to happen.
Did Everly understand at eight?
No.
I mean, no.
That was difficult.
I think,
she does not understand. And quite frankly, it's hard for me to understand exactly how it all came to this.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it. I don't understand why we couldn't fix it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I don't understand.
Trust me. Yeah.
Because it's not like, well, I'm everybody perceives it differently. I'm sure it's possible that I'm the worst person in the world or whatever like that. I'm not going to say that about her. She's the mother of my kids. I'm not going to speak negatively about her. We just perceive it differently. I wish it could have been different, but, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Okay.
Well, and if you have any questions or anything, Jason, I was your daughter's age when my parents told me they were getting divorced, and my wife was your son's age.
Oh, wow.
Her parents told her that they were getting divorced. So,
well, thanks for that.
I can shed some light on it because a lot of times, you know, I was young enough to where I didn't really see that things weren't good because they did a good job at keeping that separate. So it was when they told me I was in kind of like I didn't know how to process it. I didn't understand it because I was so young, but my wife saw a toxic relationship and it was kind of a relief that now she was going to have not normalcy, but it wasn't going to be the stress and anxiety anymore.
Well, I will say thank you for that, for Matt. I appreciate that. And, you know, my parents got divorced when I was 14 years old. It's kind of a win. He was 17. I'm just looking at the capitalizing on the good stuff.
You're rubbing your dad's face.
But they were married for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And when I was 14, I was actually, Matt, slightly relieved too. But after that relief at first does come other sets of, you know, variables and emotions and unforeseen circumstances. And I do see and I hear, you know, my mom ultimately regrets it because what was it really over? What was it really over? There was no cheating. There was no abuse. There was no, you know, everybody, you know what the word? I've learned this. The number one word in the world is on every situation possible, gaslighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear it a lot.
Somebody gaslit me about being saying that they were gaslighting about gaslighting in the gaslighting world. It was like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you question your reality.
And that was a friend.
Yeah.
That was a guy friend. Like, you're gaslighting me. I'm like, where'd you hear that word?
I don't know. Everybody
in the office is using it. I'm like, oh, and it's like, this, but it is what it is. And thank you for letting me share that.
Yeah,
and,
thank you for sharing it. It's not easy.
And, you know, it's been time, so it's not like the most devastating news, not good news, devastating news. I've already been through this for a while and the thinking of it. And also, this is not the first time something significantly happened. But this time, I do not foresee anything changing.
You're not going to reconcile.
No. Yeah. Well, can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Can I bring it back to us for just a second?
Sure. Yeah.
Can we still like her Facebook posts?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, just wondering. I had a real big question about that with Jared and his first two. So then I was like, what do we do? Do we not? Are we friends? No, are you supposed to be friends? I don't know. Is that an awkward thing?
It is awkward.
Absolutely like her Facebook posts because they look like a lot of fun. Because there's a lot of fun things.
She does look like she's having a lot of fun.
Every other day.
Yeah, I like the parties.
And there's a lot of parties.
I mostly meant your children.
Because she's like hired me to work before.
Yeah.
Like DJ stuff. Can I still say yes to those?
Whatever. Yeah, all right. Sure.
Because she pays well.
Well, Jason was paying.
Yeah. Well, it was the HOA's money.
And no, absolutely. That's, you know, I don't have any issues with that at all. I mean, none.
I really just wanted to get some clarification on that because I don't want there to be secrets. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I don't have any animosity necessarily towards any of that stuff or anybody. And so far, at least from our friends, we have a lot of friends and couples and stuff like that. Everybody's been really civil for the most part towards me.
Have you talked about that?
How are you going to divide that up?
What does happen there?
I don't know. That's what will happen through. I mean, one time it's kind of odd. Like, I hung out with my friend Sean and his wife Mandy, who's really good friends with my wife. And I'm sure, it's a natural thing that you might gravitate to one or the other. Like, Mandy may gravitate to what Carol's saying. And because we don't talk like that. It's the way it is. That's human nature. But for the most part, even if she did do that, she was completely nice and didn't even mention it to me. So I hope we don't lose friends over it and couples like that. I hope not. That doesn't happen. And so far it hasn't, but we'll see what happens. I don't have an issue and I get it. You know, I get there may be some people that whatever they hear I just hope people realize there's always two sides to every story and you might not hear my side because I don't want to create and bring a lot of drama to other people.
And it might not be his side, her side. It might just be that this is what happens when things change.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. When feelings get involved, look, someone gave me this advice, and it's almost impossible to do because you don't want things, like, don't chase the lies. You know, like...
Do what now?
Don't chase the lies. Like, if she's spreading... If someone were to spread rumors about you... And you hear, oh, they told this person this, they told this person that. If you go and try to, like, do damage control and all that, it's just the advice is don't chase it.
That would be stressful.
Because I had that happen, and I'm like, are you kidding me? At one point, she was saying that I was gay, Kelly.
We started that one.
We don't know for sure.
Yeah, and I'm like, really? I'm like, okay. And then I was trying to, and people were like, but I felt like I needed to.
You don't.
And then you don't know what they're saying. Especially if they're mad at you, you don't know what they're saying.
And I'm sure some of that might go on. And I'm trying my best not to do that.
It's hard.
I'm going to try my best for it because I don't want to bring everybody else into drama. You know, I mean, let me at least accept that we did have 20 years. And we're going in this direction. Accept that I can make the kids hopefully happy still. And this is what happens, you know, so I am not.
The co-parenting is the most important.
Yeah. And if there's other people I'm not saying she's doing that at all, but she has her side. And then a divorce, a perception is different for both people. And there's probably a lot of wrongs on both of our parts and maybe a lot of rights on both of our parts. I just hope that any of my friends know, because I will know and I will sit here that there are two sides to every story, but we don't have to go into it. Just realize, okay, you could almost make the argument if somebody was in the middle, they're going to see both sides. They're going to see both sides.
But they say there's his side, her side, or one side, and then the truth.
The truth, right, yeah.
And it's just right in the middle.
Could both sides be true.
Be true, right, which is why it is in the middle.
That's what it is, you know.
And if they were both your friends, they kind of would know.
Yeah.
So.
But for most part, at least some of the guy friends, everything seems pretty normal. And I haven't really hung out with any of their wives, except for that one time. And she's a really good friend to Carol. And I get it. But she was not any ill towards me or anything like that.
That's good.
And we didn't even talk about it.
Yeah. And this one other piece of advice, we can do more stuff maybe off there, but is that right now, because you're still, nothing has changed. I mean, things have changed.
It has changed. Behind the scenes have changed.
More behind the scenes, but when she's gone and out of the house, then that's the reality is going to start hitting for you and the kids, and then your life changes. Is changing big time.
Like, for sure.
Now I know the emotional part you've dealt with for a long time, but I'm telling you, there's a million unforeseen variables. And I've been divorced before, and I've learned a lot from the second one because I didn't have all these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm expecting that, Jared. I have been. I'm prepared for it for years. I expect the worst now because, and I'm gonna. I know something horrible happened. I mean, I hope nothing in a dangerous, like, not health type thing, but something horrible happened for each of us that we just didn't foresee. And I know that, but we'll get through it, and that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, again, we're sorry.
As long as I have no problem answering questions or anything like that, I have no problem with you guys. I don't want anything to lug you guys down. I'm emotionally holding up fine. You know, slightly, almost like, I hate to say it, relief. I'm sure she's relieved. She seems like she's the most relief. And I'm like, yeah, I could be a relief for my own self. I can see that. you know, in the North, and the South thing also played probably a part. I'm just more blunt and straightforward, which probably has a lot on my side. And I know some of the things. I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Okay. Well, we support you.
Well, thank you.
We do.
And it's okay if you feel bad.
Yeah.
Because you're, of all the people on the show, you won't share that you're feeling bad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe angry, but you won't share that. And it's okay. This is not a sign of weakness that you're feeling, if you have a bad day or you have some, you know, happens.
I'm sure I'll end up being lonely as hell.
Oh, you will be.
And be going down a dark hole.
You'll grow a beard. And
what am I doing with my life now?
Maybe this will be the opportunity that Jared also needs to start hanging out with dudes.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. All right.
No.
Just, I thought I'd throw that out there.
No.
Light in the sand.
Well, first of all,
I'm good on that.
The only thing I can say about the one good thing about hanging out with Jared, no offense. Built-in GD.
Well, there's that.
Oh. No, right. It's fine.
No. All right. Well, sorry to hear it. If you're just joining us, Jason and his wife Carol are separated and heading towards divorce. And if you missed it, you know, I'm sure there'll be more discussions about it in the future. But you know, we're here for you as your friends.
I'm going to try to avoid any type of negativity.
Okay.
That's what I want to do for sure, especially for kids' sake. And they're their moms. The one thing I've learned. Sorry for continuing.
That's
for
okay.
A second.
No, it's okay.
One
it's
thing
a big
I've
deal.
Learned. Squid just sent a message. It's funny as hell.
Yeah, I can imagine what it is.
Does it have something to do with hanging out?
No.
Or dating Carol?
The one thing I've learned is that I did not, until this day, like the situation between my dad, his new wife, and my mom. It put me in awkward situations. It still does to this day.
People
are getting mad at each other. I have no problem with Everly and Landon being with their mom whenever they want to be with their mom and communicating. And that was a big problem for me. And to this day, I've been anxious as hell when it comes to anything to do with, like, even now, I'm thinking to myself, okay, for Thanksgiving, who's going to come? I hope they both don't ask me to come. They're going to be freaking out about this and that. And I'm just like, I shake over it.
You have that's a really interesting perspective that I think could be helpful for you in the future, that you have that experience for yourself.
I wouldn't want that for them.
Yeah, that may help guide you to not make the same decisions.
Sure, yep.
Well, and one more thing, Jason, is then also, and I know you think about it, but then if Carol down the road moves on and there's a new man, let's say she remarries, let's just say, and then it's a father figure to your daughter. I mean, those are emotional things that you don't foresee. Mm-hmm. I have not had to experience that yet.
Well, you did a little bit. You had to experience a dating situation.
But that's something because it's your kids, you know, and you hope that you just pray to God they're a decent person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Jason's going to text me on the side. Let's go hang out, Mike. No, I'm good.
No, I think he was pretty clear on that one.
I will say this. When I did have a situation where we separated in the past, I've talked about this before. I went down a path of like, oh my gosh, I was going to party and go out all the time.
We were here for that. Yeah. We lived it.
And to numb it, because it's numbing.
Yeah.
But it's also damaging.
And it's empty.
It's more damage. Exactly. Yeah. And that is not the path I want to go down at all.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's a good thought. We'll see. No, we're here for you as your friend.
But
for
if
sure.
you want you. To, for just like a day, I'd be down to.
I mean,
to join in if you want.
Things, a regular stuff.
We'll go to Bender for a week.
24 hours.
We will all as a show. I'll drive, and we'll all as a show. Take the week off. It's for you.
And I appreciate you saying the kind words, and then and Matt too. And I'll ask you some of that stuff, just not around the holidays. Matt,
are you kidding? A chance to commiserate? Let's do it.
And the thing is, we just wrote your attack ad.
Yeah.
That's supposed to air, and none of this is in it.
Mm.
Next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's give it time to simmer.
If you want to put it in.
No, it's too late. I wouldn't want to. It's actually too late. I wouldn't want to do it. It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd probably be like, yeah, Squid banging out Carol now. That's fine.
Was that Squid's text?
Who knows? No, he didn't.
No.
He did not
say it. Why are we not on it?
You are.
Who knows?
It's the group text.
Oh, is it?
He's actually very supportive.
Yeah, the second text was more supportive.
Okay, the first one is on brand for Squid.
Yeah. Can't say half the words that are written.
No, we cannot.
What do you mean?
No, it's on brand for Squid, the first thing he texted.
Both are on brand. The first one's definitely on brand for him.
The second one is not as much, but nice.
Oh, good.